Bird enthusiasts in Southeast Alaska want to make Haines a center for bird research by establishing a station that will band birds and scientifically monitor bird migration patterns. From member station KHNS, Tara Bicknell has this from Haines.
There's only one scientific bird observatory in the state of Alaska, a gigantic state that hosts birds from all over the Western Hemisphere during their migration. The group in Haines says that's not enough. The Tokchinook Watershed Council, which has been involved in research in the Haines area for about a decade, is forming the second bird observatory in the state.
A bird observatory does bird research of a variety of types of things.
Pam Randles is education director for the council.
And for our first project, what we want to propose is songbird migrations coming up in the spring and down in the fall.
She says the observatory they plan to establish and the professional bird handlers they plan to train can document what local birders have casually noted for years as they observed various species returning to the area each spring.
We've noticed just sort of ad hoc observations that there are different species coming up now. And so this is a way to sort of scientifically make sure that we're not imagining things. And then in the fall, when they go south, you can tell which ones are breeding, which ones have kids that are headed south. So if they're just coming up sort of accidentally, they got blown up with a storm, that's one thing. But if they're coming up and nesting, that's a substantial change in range.
The Audubon Society has been documenting North American bird migration data for more than a century through programs like the Christmas Bird Count. The organization says analysis of this citizen science data has revealed that 58% of observed species have significantly moved their range northward over the last four decades, some as much as 300 or 400 miles, adds Randles. But she says there aren't sufficient research stations in the north to study that alarming trend further.
There's only one observatory in Alaska, and that's in Fairbanks. And so they get birds from all over North America, and they can't split out which ones come from the west and which ones come from the Midwest and which ones come from the east. So between the Yukon Bird Observatories and us being on the other side of the mountains, we can kind of help with that information.
The envisioned station would be at the Nelson Homestead in the Mud Bay area of Haines, be equipped with bird research materials and permitted bird banders and volunteer handlers. Those people would work together to catch birds in mist nets, record data, band the birds with small bracelets, and release them. To many birders, Haines is already on the bird map, with its Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve, Bald Eagle Foundation, and annual Bald Eagle Festival that occurs during the fall gathering of thousands of eagles at the confluence of area rivers. In fact, Randall's group already has received interest in conducting eagle research. Plus, it's a great spot on bird migration routes.
It's a good flyway. The Pacific flyway birds, a lot of them come up and they shoot up the Chilkat River into the interior, a lot of the Pacific ones and the Asian ones. And Haines is really a good area for birding anyway because it's an edge. And ecosystem edges are the most, where you find the most different kinds of species. And so while in the wintertime we think of it as the usual suspects, the chickadees and the ravens and that kind of stuff, we get almost 300 different species coming through here in and out at different times of the year. And we've got species seabirds, we've got land birds, we've got mountain birds, we've got valley birds. So we really do get quite a selection.
Randles has been volunteering in this line of work in Fairbanks and apprenticing in the Yukon with fellow birder Mario Benassi, who's also pursuing his banding permit for the future station. Randles says the local observatory will require the help of many volunteers. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.